the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Listen, oh magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. What a mighty, mighty, magnificent, miraculous, magnanimous, majestic, hallelujah, marvelous, and amen, wonderful God we serve. Amen. Greetings in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We're so grateful to God today to be in the land of the living, because the dead does not praise him. And I'm excited. I'm motivated. I'm stirred. I have my soldier clothes on, and I'm ready for battle. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm ready for battle. Thanking God for the opportunity to fight. Amen. We give him the glory this morning, and we give him the glory for the opportunity to be, amen, warring priest and fighting priest. Amen. Not only fight, but also be able to lift up praises and sacrifices unto his majesty, the rock of our salvation, Jesus the blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God so much for our pastor. We're lifting him up. We're keeping him on the wings of prayer. Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., amen, our general and our overseer. We, amen, are mindful to, amen, stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. Oh, what a privilege it is, amen, to be responsible and to be accountable and to be accessible when the time is needed. Hallelujah. And so we want to stand in the gap for our leader. Amen. Glory to God. And now is not the time for us to cow down and for you to roll over in the bed. As a matter of fact, I want to send out salutation. Amen. Bless God. Matter of fact, I want to send out a clarion call. I want everyone, listen, everyone, make it your business. Get out your bed now. Get out. Get your happy hips up. Get up. It's time to go to war. It's time to go to fight. You know, one thing about it is one thing to enjoy the fruit of the battle. Amen. The spoils of a battle. It's one thing to enjoy, amen, bless God, the victory within the battle. But it's another thing to be one of the ones that helped bring it to pass. Many people like all the fruit of labor, but they don't want the labor to get the fruit. Hallelujah. So we are going to, amen, go into war. I want us to get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Ha! Glory. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to pray. I know you say you're tired. Let's stop that, because when pastor prays for you, he's up. Amen. He's in sanctified motion despite whatever he has to go through. And now that he's standing in need for us, as the enemy would try to attack him, this prayer is going to be awesome tomorrow. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy shows up. I told you, the greater that you're used of God, the more you're used of God, the bigger the target you are. That's right. The bigger the target you are. Because the enemy knows the more effective you are and the more lives that you can make an impact upon. Amen. And you become an, amen, agent of change. Listen, that's one of, amen, our mission statements, to know God. Amen. Activate people, and ultimately what? Change cities. Well, you can't change no city if you're not an agent of change yourself. And so the enemy, amen, recognize when there's change agents. And especially if you are the leader, amen, if you are the very one that causes people to, amen, change themselves so that they now can, amen, be like Bebe's kids. Don't die, but multiply. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to, amen, go into prayer for him right now as the enemy would try to attack his body. But we know, glory, no weapon. Hallelujah. It's good, amen, that we all get assaulted every now and then so that we'll know the validity of the truth of Scripture, that, amen, the weapon is to be formed. It's not for us to panic. Amen. Let's God go into a hissy fit or go into some type of, amen, panic attack. No, we're already aware that the weapons are formed, but they will not prosper. And for that, we are eternally grateful to God, because Scripture said it's through God we shall do valiantly. Yeah. We shall run through the truth and leap over every wall. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray, amen, and going to praise, amen, but we are going to be praying for our pastor, and, amen. Listen, mothers on the, as a matter of fact, Mother Good on the intercessory, I want you to corral the intercessors from all three locations. Hallelujah. And I want you to, amen, corral them and go into prayer for our man of God and for this meeting on this weekend for, amen, bless God, the underground prayer movement. I want that to happen, amen, immediately after the phone call. Make a schedule for you all to bombard heaven. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray. Then, Sister Purdy, I want you to pray for, I want you to pray for 5 minutes. Amen. Sister Arthur, prepare yourself. I want you to pray for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. And we're going to go into the corridors of the regions of the dam and snatch back, amen, everything that has been stolen from us in Jesus' name. Let's go before His Majesty, amen, and praise, because praise, the Bible said, is comely for the upright, and unto God shall the vow be performed. The Bible said that, bless God, praise should be an everyday thing. Why? Because we should, amen, wake up with a praise, entering His gates with thanksgiving and coming into His courts, yes, yes, with praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Father, in the matchless, majestic, mighty name of Jesus, we bless You, we honor You, we thank You for the great things that You have done, wherein we're glad. God, we give You glory and praise for laying us down to sleep, that we awaken. And it's because You sustained us. We thank You, Lord God, that You've let not hurt, harm, danger, or victory come, hallelujah, from the enemy. We thank You, Lord, that You have snatched victory from the jaws of the enemy. Hallelujah. We give You praise this morning, Lord. What the enemy means for bad, God, You turn around and You make it for good. And for that, we bless You. What? Who would not serve You who calls us to triumph in every place? Who would not serve You who calls us, Lord Jesus Christ, to overcome all adversities? Hallelujah. And calls us to say that we are more than conquerors through You that loved us. We give You divine praise. We give You divine worship, and we honor You. We bless You, Father, for the great things You have done, because You have done great things, wherein we are glad. So let the people praise You, O God. Let all the people praise You, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless God. Why? Because once have we heard, Master. Twice have it been spoken. Power belongs to You. Father, thank You now, hallelujah, that You are showing us the power of prayer. You're showing us, Lord Jesus, the necessity of prayer. You're showing us, Lamb of God, hallelujah, bless God, to get a hunger for prayer. Lord, we give You praise now. Hallelujah, seeing the fruit of our labor. We press You right now. Thank You, Father, for all adversity that's coming to be a signature that our prayers are effective, or else the enemy would not bother to even call our seats. Hallelujah, to even attack our man of God or attack Your people. Father, we thank You, and for that we double down. For that, Lord Jesus Christ, we put on the whole armor of God. For that, Father, we bless You for all the things that You have given us, hallelujah, to make us victorious. We bless You right now. Thank You this morning, hallelujah, for a mind to pray. Thank You for a desire to pray. Thank You for a push to pray. Thank You for giving us an attitude of prayer. Thank You for showing us the necessity of prayer. Thank You for our man of God, hallelujah, Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., hallelujah, who has been a general, hallelujah, and leading divisions and troops, leading brigades of Your people before the, oh Lord Jesus Christ, enemy's camp and we thank you that we go in boldly by the grace of God and the mercy of the cross. We give you praise right now for everybody on this line. Father, we right now bless you that our minds are turned toward you to thank you for the great things that you have done, the great things you are doing, and the great things you will do. For you have done great things wherein we're glad. Therefore, Lord, receive the fruit of our lips, giving praise to your name. Thank you for every healing. Thank you for every time you walk in the hospital, hallelujah, and turn situations, circumstances, and adversities around, God, because of our prayer and praise. Thank you for, Lord, you moving in the behalf of others as they could come to us, that we would stand in the gap and make up the hedge for the land and the people. God, we thank you for using us, Lord. Hallelujah. Spiritual, Lord Jesus, soldiers. Hallelujah. To stand in the gap and make up the hedge for the land and for the people. We thank you, Lord, that you put something in us. Hallelujah. To seek you while you may be found and call upon your name while you're yet near. Oh, we bless you this morning. Come on, bless him. Open your mouth. Come on. Come on. Get up out of that bed. A soldier can't fight sleep. Hallelujah. Even Jesus said, arise, thou sleeper. Hallelujah. And Christ shall give thee light. Jesus said, amen. Could you not watch and pray with me for 1 hour? Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Get in the praise. Where's the, amen, praising priest? Where's those that worship him in spirit and in truth? Give him worship. Before I'm outside, before we ask you, Lord, to do anything, we want to acknowledge what you've already done. And not only acknowledge it, but show you we appreciate. We celebrate. Hallelujah. God, we commend you. We boast on you. We brag on you. Our soul makes a boast in you, Lord, for the great things that you have done. For you have done great things for us, and we're glad. Come on, come on. Right there, stop. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and bless him with the fruit of your lips. Let the high praises, Shah Shabbat. Hey, the high praises of God be in your mouth as a two-edged sword. Come on, come on. Praise him. Lipam Boroboshka telelebanze. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to give one prayer point. Amen. I'm going to let Sister Purdy come on. Amen. For 5 minutes. And after that, Sister Arthur, come on for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close us out in the majestic name of His Majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to go to Psalms chapter 127. Psalms 127 quickly. Hallelujah. Psalms 127 very quickly. Hallelujah. Psalms 127 and verse number 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand, listen, as arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Listen, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. Here it is right here. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Another translation says that they shall, amen, fight the enemy, amen, in the time of need. The Bible says this is for naturally. Now, naturally, it's talking about, amen, the blessing of children, amen, and how the children, as they come to a place of maturity, they now, amen, become a strength, a blessing, a help, and protectors of the home that they were raised in and their father. Glory to God. That's in the natural. Well, amen, our pastor is our spiritual father. That's right. He's our spiritual father. And he has been raising us up for such a time as this. And so we're getting ready to meet the enemy higher in the gate. That's right. No time of backing out now. It's time now to gather arms. Quit yourself as men, the scripture says. Hallelujah. And let's go into war. So we are the children of his ministry. We are the fruit of his ministry. We are, amen, let's call his sons and daughters in the gospel. And we're getting ready to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for, amen, our pastor. And I want you all to understand that we ought to go into war, amen, and stop. I keep telling you all, stop always looking for him to give you a word. Huh? I said, stop always looking for him to give you a word. He done gave you more word than you can receive. You got enough word to write another book. Now it's time to do something with it. Now it's time to activate. You come to know God. Now let's get activated. Hallelujah. So we can change some things. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Let's pray this quick prayer. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, according to your word. Hallelujah. We are to meet the enemy in the gate. We stand boldly now and protect and cover and push and prompt our Lord Jesus, set man up. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the privilege to go to war in his behalf. Come on, let's pray right there. Hiya. Come on, hand me. Come on, Dito. Badadabasi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for corralling. Thank you for, Lord Jesus Christ, giving us a muster formation. Thank you for calling us, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To hold a formation to be accounted for so that we can, God, enter into warfare in behalf of our set man, Prophet Brian Kahn Jr. We strengthen him. We know that his faith is strong. What God, God, we gather ourselves together and couple our faith with him. And we come against every peeping spirit, lying spirit, every spirit of sabotage, every spirit of retaliation, hallelujah, that would come against him because of the work that you have set in him, Lord, to fulfill. And it shall come to pass what you have placed in his bosom and all that is in his heart to do. Father, that he will do it without interruption, without, Lord Jesus, intrusion of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you've given us weapons, and the weapons of our warfare we execute that are not carnal. We pour down a munde, baby. Hallelujah, every imagination and thought that the enemy would throw as a fiery dart against our minds. Hallelujah, and we decree and declare today, hallelujah, that our set man, glory to God, is going to be stronger on tomorrow. Father, that you are downloading in him. Let this be, amen, a season, a simple time of rest just before entering into, hallelujah, the greatest, Lord Jesus, thicket of the war. Let his mind be alert. Let his, Lord Jesus, mind be sharp. God, let his tongue be, Lord Jesus, that of a ready writer. Glory to God, and right up on the front of the eye tables and the ears and the minds of, oh God, people. And Father, let him become a voice, Hambo Shia, leading your people, Father God, to victory. Let the spirit of Gideon be upon him, Makushate, Niminasoa, that we take a few, hallelujah, hundred, hallelujah, and spoil the camp of the enemy of thousands, Mutaya, to pay Korah. Let us be aggressive as we confront the courts of hell and the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Mocha, come on, Sister Purdy. 5 minutes.
Amen. More grace. Thank you, Pastor Butler. I do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this morning. I give honor to our pastor, our man of God, a pastor that's after God's own heart on this morning. And I'll be coming from 3 John and 1, verses 3 and 4. And it says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." So we're going to pray for divine truth on this morning, where this letter was addressed to Gaius because of the truth that was in his inward parts. and was being highly commended by the Apostle John. So most precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come boldly before your throne of grace on this morning, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to lift up God, divine truth and spiritual truth. Father, we thank you for the truth, God, that has been infused into us by our very own Pastor Brian Keith Carn Jr., and how it is continuously being transferred, Father God, into our inward parts. Father, we thank you for the truth of the new covenant, God, that is abiding in us, God. Father, we thank you for the truth, God, of the covert military operation, God. Oh, Father God, how you have opened up our eyes of understanding, Father. Oh, God, that we see the word, God, as it really is, Father, concerning the gospel, God, and concerning our relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, for the open shame of the enemy, God, because of this covert military operation, God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we rebuke the smoke screens, God, and we rebuke the astral projection and the mirage of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where the enemy has been saying, ha, 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 where's your God? We saying, ha, 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 here's our God. And God, we come to give you glory, Father God, and we come to give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke that foul spirit of the Archipedes. Oh, God, it want to be contrary against the spiritual truth. Oh, God, against the divine truth that our man of God is issuing out, oh, God, of his belly of living waters, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke that spirit, God, that wants us to stray to the law and be in bondage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that foul spirit, God, that want to keep us in the ways of man and vain philosophy and the rudiments of this world. We overturn that spirit. We overthrow it and we override it, and we send it back to swallow up the sinner now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, let every word that's spoken in this atmosphere, God, let it please you, Lord Jesus, and let it glorify your name, and let it wreak destruction and havoc in the camp of the enemy. Oh, God, we come, God, to gather up, Lord, to lift up our man of God, Lord, in this self-same hour, and that no weapon formed against Brian Keith Carn, Prophet Brian Keith Carn, shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against him right now, God, thou shalt condemn her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we decree, God, that every evil genetic instructions in the DNA of Brian Keith Carn, Lord, is canceled and nullified now by the blood of Jesus. We rebuke all radicals and carcinogens and camouflage spirits that have went out against his health, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, your word says that you watch above all things, that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, and we decree that he's in health right now. The blood of Jesus, help, divine help, help, God, hey, God, hey, namosika, hokorobo sokaramasaya, hey, God, help from the throne room perspective, help from the secret of your pavilion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree that every satanic inheritance in the genetic code, hey, God, karamasaya, hey, God, karamaha, that came to attack our man of God, oh, God, we dethrone that spirit by the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree that all ancestral curses that was transmitted, oh, God, in a timely manner, hey, karamasaya, hey, God, through the bloodline, we decree that it is destroyed by fire, oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, and any serpent that's circulating, oh, God, in the vessel of Brian Keith Carn, we crush your head now with the hammer of God, and we command you to be evacuated by the raw fire of the Holy Ghost now, in the name of Jesus. We decree that every evil message, hey, that was sent out to be implanted in Brian Keith Carn, Pastor Brian Keith Carn cells and membranes, hey, karabaha, and veins and arteries, hey, karabaha, we decree that it's nullified, hey, that it's rendered void, and that it is blotted out by by the finger of God now in the name of Jesus. And we decree that the fire anointing, the wind anointing, and the water anointing is recovering every organ, hey God, every cell, oh God, his skeletal system, oh God, in every part of his body, God, oh God, and they come together now. When you said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness thereof, and we call it forth to rise up, hey God, in our man of God, in the name of Jesus. And God, just as you called Lazarus out of the tomb, oh God, we call forth Prophet Brian Carter out of all manner of sickness and disease and handicap. Prophet Brian Carter, come forth. Prophet Brian Carter, come forth. Prophet Brian Carter, come forth in the name of Jesus. And God, we seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, that there be no retaliations, no retentions, and no appeal of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you today for your glory, for your goodness. And Lord, all the praise and all the glory, it belongs to you. We thank you for our set man, Prophet Brian Keith Carn Jr. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that sits high and you look big, Kashaya. You look low, oh God. And Father, we thank you for your word. And we come from Matthew, the 6th chapter, oh God. Hallelujah. And the 10th verse that says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So lift up your right hand and say, Father, we command your will to be done in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you today that the will of the Lord is being accomplished. We call forth the Ukraine and the Russian war, Father God, and we speak peace, oh God, and a cease and a desist right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up America and American borders in the name of Jesus, and we command the angels to be encamped around it, oh God. Lord God, we overturn the agenda in Atlanta, Georgia, oh God, as we go forth with the underground prayer movement, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that when we get there, Lord God, there will be peace. In the name of Jesus, oh Koshiah, and that every strategy of the enemy, oh God, is aborted. Lord God, we speak to the body of Prophet Brian Keith Carn Jr., Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that his health would spring forth and come forth now. We speak to the inhabitants of Charlotte, oh God, and to those members of Kingdom City Church, oh God. We command that you be lifted and strengthened today, that we undergird the vision in the name of Jesus, and that we continue to war and fight according to the word and the will of God, in Jesus' righteous and mighty name. And Lord God, we lift up the intercessors and the prayer warriors, oh God, that will be going forth, oh God, with the command that they've been given in the name of Jesus. Give them strategies, oh God. Give them prayers to fight principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, principality of Oshiah, hallelujah, spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. We command, oh God, that there be an anointing upon our intercessors and our prayer warriors of Jeremiah 1:10, to overthrow, to uproot, hallelujah, glory to God, and to destroy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor Butler, for Pastor Kelly, Pastor Brian. We cover the land and the people, oh God, according to Ezekiel 22:30, oh God. We stand and we make up that wall before your Father, and it is so now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 144. This is our last prayer point. Amen. Quickly, Psalms 144 and verse number 1. Hallelujah. My God, I'm stirred. I felt that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A real fighter knows that, amen, he's not a fighter unless he has a fight to fight. And a real fighter enjoys, don't run away or cow down from. Hallelujah, because that's what's validate his position as being a champion. Hallelujah. Listen to what the word says in Psalms 144:1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Hallelujah. More glory to God. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I put on the whole arm of God. I thank you for enlisting me in the fight. Thank you for the privilege to fight the good fight of faith. and lay hold of eternal life. Come on, let's pray right there. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, Your Majesty, we thank You and we honor You. Thank You that You have counted us worthy, Lord, to, Lord, represent the kingdom of God and KCC, and, Lord Jesus, even become the guardians of our pastor's anointing. We thank You, Lord, that You have called us to be sentinels in this hour, and we do not take it lightly, neither do we, Lord Jesus Christ, fall into a place of negligence, hallelujah, or dereliction of duty. But, Father, we rather take our positions up, hallelujah, as the guards, and we stand guard. And we thank You for the ability that You've given us by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold of eternal life, whereunto we are also called. And while we do it, we command an immediate deliverance, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give You praise right now. And we come against, Lord, every power of the enemy and every satanic rule. Hallelujah. We overthrow the wisdom and the conference tables of the wicked and scatter them wherever and whenever they gather themselves together to make their plans, their plots, their ploys. Mustipay. We interrupt it and we become a saboteur to the sabotagers. Kobasha, we release spiritual weapons of mass destruction upon their headquarters and destroy all of their weapons and means of retaliation. And we command it to be dissolved and burnt, be nullified and destroyed by fire. By the grace of Your Majesty, we advance and take, Lord, the rule and the territory by the power of the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That which You have given unto us, that nothing should by any means hurt us. And we thank You now as we lift our man of God up to hear His voice tonight, to get instructions, strategic instructions. Thank You, Musa. Glory. Thank You, Lord, for him. Thank You for his plans. Thank You for giving him time to rest. And we thank You for the recovery. And Father, we thank You for fresh, Lord Jesus, strategies. Hallelujah, plans. Hallelujah, in how to engage into spiritual combat and confrontation. Oh God, in defeating the cohorts of hell. Hallelujah, overthrowing the regions of the damned and every satanic and demonic ruler in the name of Jesus. We bless You. We honor You. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that the rule of the enemy by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the name of Jesus is overthrown. It's overthrown. It's overthrown right there. Glory to God. Come on, right there. Come on, put your weight on your prayer. Put your weight on your prayer. Intensify. Glory. Intensify your prayer. Intensify it. Get that cute prayer off of you. Hallelujah. And then you want somebody to go into, amen, midnight prayer for you. Ha! Get up. Rise. Hallelujah. And shine. Let glory come up on you now. Hallelujah. Intensify your prayer. Grant, oh God, our servants a burden for this prayer for this weekend. We thank You in advance, Lord. Victory is ours. We thank You that, Lord Jesus, people are being set free, loose, delivered. Yokes are being destroyed. The anointing is having free course. Thank You that You've given us to be the spiritual law enforcers. Hallelujah, bring to pass the word that has decreed and declared that You would have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. We thank You in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Thank God. Listen, tomorrow, my God, let's gird up the loins of our mind and let's quit ourselves as men and prepare ourselves, amen, for this. Hallelujah. Don't come in with a sweet spirit. You know you're going to be up all night. Let's make it our business, hallelujah, to, amen, have a mindset to go into combat, and we're going to win, hallelujah. As a matter of fact, we already won. We just have to take the position of the winner. Glory. Glory. Father, we thank You. So listen, the bus, for those of you that need to ride the bus from Charlotte, amen, please get in touch with Sister Purdy. Amen. It's only $20 from Charlotte. hallelujah, to Atlanta and back, $20. Quickly, I need you to make sure today that you get in touch with her so that we can get an accurate head count and know, amen, how many people, and ensure that you secure your seating. In addition to that, amen, we want to make sure that when we get there, that we are, amen, in a posture of prayer. Keep our set man up on the wings of prayer, amen, all day. Intercessors, you have your instructions. I thank God that you are already preparing, amen, to engage, amen, in that same assignment. All right, you're blessed. You're favored. Hallelujah. You're the head and not the tail. You can't lose. Hallelujah. You're more than a conqueror. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll never be defeated. You'll never be defeated. Our pastor can never, ever, ever be defeated. Why? Because God is the greatest power, and through him, we will never be defeated. 6 o'clock tonight. 6 o'clock tonight. Amen. Make sure that you're on this prayer line. Amen. Let's hear the voice of the leader and get instructions, strategic, amen, bless God, instructions going forward and preparation. Amen. More grace.